John chapter 7, 43 to 47. So there arose a division among the crowd because of him, and some of them wanted to seize him, but no one laid hands on him. The attendants therefore came to the chief priests and Pharisees, and these said to them, "Why did you not bring him?" The attendants answered, "Never has a man spoken as this man has." The Pharisees then answered them, "Have you also been deceived?"
He caused divisions. Today, the life-seeking people will also make trouble and cause divisions. Christ, the seed of David, was born in Bethlehem, but he appeared as a Nazarene from Galilee. Although the Lord was born in Bethlehem, he was raised in Nazareth, a town that was despised by the people of that time. He was the seed of David, but he came as a Nazarene. He grew up as a root out of dry ground, having no form or comeliness, no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men. So we should not know him according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Because the Lord was raised in Nazareth, people did not consider him as one born in Bethlehem. Some comprehended Christ according to his outward appearance, by taking the tree of knowledge, resulting in death. Listen to their talk. Does then the Christ come out of Galilee? Has not the scripture said that Christ comes from the seed of David and from Bethlehem, the village where David was? This talk is simply the exercise of the mentality. This mental reasoning is in the principle of the tree of knowledge. However, some apprehended Christ according to his inward reality, by taking the tree of life, resulting in life. Do not pay attention to the outward appearance. You must see what is inside. Is there Christ within? We all must know Christ according to the inward reality and not according to the outward appearance.